This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
KYW News Radio Original Podcasts.
The owners of La Colina Restaurant take the first step ahead of a major renovation project of the Bella Kinwood Restaurant.
After COVID, everybody wants to sit outside, so like you have to give people the option that they want to be have an outdoor space to sit. Plus, as like time changes, you have to like change with the times.
They're planning a lot of updates now, but don't plan to close the restaurant for renovations for a little while yet.
This is a podcast about food in and around Philadelphia.
That's a quick, delicious, flavorful bite.
It was really hard for me to get into it.
Stories from behind the kitchen.
This is a wood-burning oven from Italy.
It is intense.
And hear about quirky stuff, too.
Eat a pint of ice cream as quickly as you can, and then resume the 5K.
This is What's Cooking on KYW.
I'm Hadass Koznitz at La Colina in Bella Kinwood, 37 Ashland Avenue, and I'm with Bakim Daku, who is the son of owner Bujar Daku, and you're doing some renovations. But I just want to say, it's hard to track down your dad because, what, the eight other locations?
Yeah, he's always running around between all the other eight locations. La Fontana Del Mar in Strathmere, La Fontana Coast in Sea Isle, La Vecchia Fontana in Avalon, Polpo in Avalon, Fratellis in Sea Isle, Otto by Polpo in Bryn Mawr, and La Fontana della Città in the city.
All Italian?
Correct.
Even though your family is Albanian?
Correct.
But what was the draw to Italian food?
Well, that's when my dad started working in like the Italian cuisine when he moved here. So then, and being very close to Italy, like Albania is like close to Italy. So that's what like drew to the Italian food.
Got it. And now the design company announced that you are doing some major renovations here.
Yes. We're in the design phase of like, you know, picking out like all like the stuff for the design, so, and looking for to move forward with that once we have everything picked out and ready to go to like start the renovation.
I mean, this is a real staple on the main line.
So yeah, we started to do the renovation. Our main goal was to keep the old charm of the building, like not like make it like modern or like, you know, tear it all down. That's why we try to keep the stone that is in the building and try to incorporate that with like the new design and try to keep that staple, like not try to do something completely different, like, you know, renovate it like in a new way, but still have that old charm with it connected, like, so people can still like recognize it.
The whole building isn't the original building, right?
No, like there's a part that's like the old building, and then the other, there's some, a part of it is like an addition that was like added later to like the old building.
What's the history of the building?
It's been a restaurant like for like at least like 50-60 years. Like it was a bar, then it was like a restaurant, and then it's been La Colina since 87. So like it's majority like, you know, it's been a restaurant.
And now you are changing it for the first time in a long time.
Correct. Like I think the last time that they did renovation in here was like 2008. So yeah, it's been quite of like probably like 15-16 years. So
are you adding anything to the patio?
To the, yeah, just like the glass, making it like more open into the light, and like, you know, adding like the second floor.
What goes through your mind when you do a renovation of an old school restaurant that people are so familiar with?
It's like a little bit hard because, you know, sometimes like you have to keep like, you know, we look to like still like renovate it, but like sometimes like you like between deciding like do you keep it like old style, do you make it modern, or like, you know, trying to incorporate that, like, you know, trying to keep like that feeling, like, you know, sometimes once you renovate like you take out that old charm, so like it's a lot of decisions making, a lot of stuff like, you know, to go through.
Can you take me through what you plan to do?
Yeah, sure. So like pretty much we're going to just keep the same layout as we have right now. Just like make the bar area a little bit bigger. Open all the windows to bring more light in. Add all the windows to be folding and opening. So like when it's nice weather, you can still experience the outside like nature. Like, so like you're not always like inside. So like you can have that feeling of it being outside. At the same time, you're inside the restaurant. So like that's what our goal is, like to make it more open and like more connecting with like the outside.
Are you doing anything in the front with the patio?
Yeah, so just like making it a little bit more like square, and just like making it like more like float with it, like, you know, taking like some of the curves out and like make it like more straight, giving it like a cleaner look pretty much.
Is that going to allow you to have some more outdoor dining?
We're not going to have pretty much a lot of outdoor dining, just like, you know, probably a few like tables along here so you can view like the river, and like, you know, when it's nice, like that's when the folding windows come in, so like you can open them and like you still be like, feels like you're outside. It's not like 100% that it's all open, feels like you're outside, but at the same time you're inside pretty much.
You have a roof over.
Yeah, correct.
How long will this renovation take?
Right now we're not in that phase yet of the timeline, but probably like maybe like 8 to 9 months.
There's been a lot of kind of buzz online about this renovation.
Yeah, we saw that, like, you know, so, like when they posted, like people started talking about, like we see the feedback so far, everybody loves like the project, so that's the good news.
Why do you think there's so much excitement?
Because it's like it's been a staple, and I think it's time that it needs a renovation, and like it's been here for so long and people want to see some change. So like sometimes change is good in a good way, so people, they want something nice for the neighborhood, for the town, so like, you know, that's why that I guess it's a lot of excitement for everybody, like, you know, something nice is coming, like since like in a base where we saw like the project looks very nice and everything, so people, that's why, like, you know, start talking about, because like it's a good project.
What made you and your dad decide that it was time for renovations?
We just like decided on that, like, you know, since like the beginning when we came in, we looked at like, we just like figured out that like it needed like a renovation, like, you know, try, it's like still had like, when we first walked in here it still had like old charm, but like we just said like it's time, like sooner or later like it has to go through a renovation.
With 9 restaurants, how do you decide when to update?
Like at least like we try to keep once in 10 years, like, you know, like a minor renovation and stuff, not like a fully, but like once you like design it right from the beginning, as long as you maintain it well, you don't need that many, you know, major renovations. Like,
but this will be a big renovation.
Yeah, because of course, like during the time, chairs break, stuff break, or stuff like you have to change eventually every like few years. It's not like you cannot keep the same chair for like 30 years, for example, because stuff always break, like glasses, this. So like every few years, you do some little changes. Because as long as you're working it, like you have to show the people that you're maintaining, you're doing something. You know what I mean? Not just like fix it once and be like, all right, this is good for the rest of the life. You know what I mean?
So what goes into the decision to do a full renovation like you're about to do?
The way, like, for example, like, because as we said before, this, like, when it was done, like, it was like addition to, like, so like I guess like when they did it before, like it was just added, and like sometimes like now you have to change the whole layout because times change. Like after COVID, everybody wants to sit outside, so like you have to give people the option that they want to be, have an outdoor space to sit. They mean not everybody wants to be inside anymore. Plus as like time changes, you have to like change with the time, so like that way you can offer people whatever they need. Like you cannot just be like before, like nobody would like to sit outside, but as soon as COVID happened, everybody wanted to be outside, so like, you know, you need to have that option, especially like being in the Russian industry, like people need options. So like it cannot be like just this, or like some people like a lounge area, some people like a bar area, so like you have to, like that's what makes like to come, like you need to make sure like you can try to please everybody pretty much, like, you know, give options to everyone that comes in.
Right. Can you explain the significance of La Colina to the area?
Yeah, so like, you know, this, like it's been a staple, like, you know, as like pretty much like that's what, when we bought it, like, you know, we knew that this was a staple to the area. It was like well known, everybody, like, you know, just by location, everybody passing, people always see it, like, you know, even get customers that like come in, they say like we drove by so many times, so like we decided to stop by because like we never stopped by, so like it is like the location is great.
You can see it from 76.
Yeah, correct, you can see it by 76, and I feel like it's been here a long time, so that's why like it's a staple. It's not something that was here for 5 years, it's been for like 30 some years over here, so that's what makes it a staple pretty much.
When your dad bought this place recently, right? Yeah. Like how long ago?
Almost a year ago.
Was that always in your mind, like we're gonna take it over, we're gonna see what works, what doesn't work, and then we're gonna renovate?
Yes, that was like the main goal. We always, like, you know, we wanted to take it over. We knew that the place never worked, so like we said, like, all right, let's just figure out like what works, what doesn't, and then like come up with the best solution to fix it up, to like maintain it and see, take it from there.
So when can we expect the brand new La Colina?
So right now we're in the first phase of the design, so like we don't know, like we done, as soon as we get closer to the like last phase, then we would have like a closer date.
What are the different phases?
So there's like, we're in like four phases. Like the first is like the decision, the schematic design that they did, and now like we have to go through like, you know, picking like the interior design, like, you know, the outside, and then like you have to do like all the permits and everything. So like, you know, like 3-4 phases.
And then once you get through the planning phases, then the construction will take
place. Like, you know, once we have our permits, like we'll submit like for our permits and like everything, and then we'll have like our construction documents, and then we can know exactly like when we're gonna start and how long we're gonna be closed, like, you know.
How long do you think that'll take?
You never know with this stuff. Sometimes you think it might take 6 months, it ends up taking a year. It might take a year, it takes 6 months. So like, you know, we never have, like, once you start, you never have an exact date when you're going to finish. Especially, like, with a project like this big and we're trying to do everything to details. Like, you know, it, like, always takes a little bit more time than you think.
So you're going to have to be closed during renovation?
Correct, yeah.
So people should come now, get their last La Colina meal before you close at some point in the near future?
Correct, yeah. So, like, this would be, like, you know, right now, probably, like, for, like, at least, like, almost, I would say probably for another 8 to 9 months. And then that's when we expect probably by the next year, around this time, to, like, start the renovation or the October. So it's gonna be like almost like a year until like all the joints are finished. So like it, at least for another year, it's gonna be open for sure.
Like I said, there's a lot of buzz. What are the things that you've heard about people saying?
Now when they start coming in for dinner, we'll get to hear a lot of feedback and see like what they're saying and the stuff.
Do they give you a lot of suggestions what you should do?
Yeah, always. A lot of people do. So
is it helpful?
Yeah, it is helpful. Suggestions are good. It's always nice to get suggestions and see like what people think. It's better to get suggestions now than after when you finish building and like, you know, people say. So it's like, that's much appreciated.
Yeah, you got to give the people what they want.
Exactly. So, you know, we're here to like make the people happy and please the people, especially being in the restaurant industry. That's what it's all about.
All right. In the meanwhile, you're still open for business. If people have driven by 76 and they're curious, do you take walk-ins? Do you have to make a reservation?
Yeah, walk-ins are welcome. Reservations are preferred. So both.
All right. Bakim Daku is the son of owner Bujar Daku here at La Colina, 37 Ashland Avenue in Ballykinwood. Good luck on the big project.
Thank you. Thanks for stopping by.
That's it for this episode of What's Cooking on KYW. You can follow the show and get other delicious tidbits on Instagram at foodinthe215. And follow me on Twitter and Facebook for more news and insights at Hadas Kuznets. If you have a food tip or feedback about the show, reach out. And please take a moment to help us by rating and reviewing the show on iTunes. It helps us to keep making the podcast and get it to new listeners. I'm Hadas Kuznets, and that's What's Cooking.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.